By the end of the year, American flags will be lowered in this base in southern Iraq. It will mark the end of almost 9 years of American military presence in Iraq. Command Sergeant Major Butler Kendrick Jr. of the 20th Engineer Brigade was one of the first into Iraq in the initial invasion of 2003. He served multiple tours and returned again this year, making him one of the last to leave. He's anticipating a new life at home.
Forward to spending time with my daughter and my wife, and just being able to enjoy the simple things in life.
But Sergeant Major Kendrick is taking some hard memories home with him too. The loss of his company commander, Major James Ahern, 4 years ago, killed by a bomb in the summer of 2007, is something he cannot forget.
He was hit with an IED, and I wasn't on a patrol with him. And that's who, out of all the fallen comrades, that's the one that I remember the most, because he was my battle buddy.
More than 4,400 Americans died in Iraq. Many more were injured. The U.S. says it was a fight to replace a dictatorship with a democracy. General Jeffrey Buchanan says there has been progress, but the future is now up to the Iraqis.
As somebody who served here for many of those 8 years, it's been very inspirational to watch the progress. But at the same time, you know, I never forget the cost and the sacrifice. I think that the Iraqi people now have a tremendous set of opportunities that they never had before. But my greatest hope is that they take advantage of the opportunities that they have.
Some Iraqis are not so sure the U.S. invasion that left tens of thousands of Iraqis dead was worth the cost. Heba Hisham's older sister was one of the ones who died.
It doesn't matter how tough life was before Saddam or before the war, but I think, was it worth, you know, killing that many people? Was it worth young people dying? I don't think it was worth it. I really, really don't.
8.5 years of war has left deep scars on the Americans who served and the Iraqis who endured it. Sharon Bain, VOA News, Baghdad.